It's now time for the Susie Scoop with Amy Eastlack, as she gives you the scoop on what's happening around town here in Charlottesville. From activities with kids to a night out with the girls and a romantic dinner with your special someone, everything in between. It's the Susie Scoop, now with Amy Eastlack.
Well, good morning, everyone. I hope everybody is coming back after that fabulous 4th of July weekend. I know there was a little rain in there, but I think we saw some great fireworks. Had lots of fun. I was out at the Crozet celebration. Great parade, great fireworks. What a great weekend. I really love 4th of July. I think it's just such a festive community time. But have no fear. There is still tons of fun going on in Charlottesville moving forward. So we're starting off here with Thursday, July 7th. And one of the things that I talk about every week, but I think this week is just out of control, is the events at the library. There are at least 3, 4, 5 events every day at the library. And one thing that I'm super excited about coming up on Thursday at both the Central Library at 2 o'clock and the Gordon Library at 4 o'clock is a cartoonist, Joe Watts. He's coming and he will show kids how to create and develop characters. He's a great cartoonist. What a fun opportunity for kids. If you have a child that likes to draw or has any interest in that or likes comics and cartoons, this is really, really fun. And it's free. Again, I would say 99% of the events at the library are free. I think maybe 100, but I don't want to say that for sure. So that's at Central Library at 2, Gordon Library at 4. This is also he will also be at all the other libraries throughout the summer. So you need to check their schedule. And then at Central Library at 6:30 on Thursday, very excited about this too. Local author Catherine Erskine, she's the winner of the 2010 National Book Award for her book Mockingbird. My 10-year-old and I just read this book. Incredible book, just extremely entertaining and very heartfelt. And she'll be talking about her books, and that's a free event. So what a cool opportunity. And we have a lot of these opportunities here in Charlottesville because of our connection with UVA and the kind of town that we are, to meet a fabulous local author who has won national awards. And that's at 6:30 at Central Library, and that's free. One really fun thing going on a little bit outside of Charlottesville, the Wintergreen Summer Arts Festival is going on, and it's a music festival. It's called Realms of Gold, a Mediterranean Odyssey. That starts on July 6th, opens on July 6th, and it runs for an entire month. There are over 200 events in 33 days up in Wintergreen. Seriously, every day there's several events. It's just an incredible opportunity to see some performing arts, music, acting, everything. And they have an events fair that kicks off on Friday, July 8th. And that's just all kinds of different workshops and things that you can attend. So check out their website at Wintergreen Performing Arts. And you can get the whole list, literally 200 events in 33 days. So I could not sit here and list them all off for you, but that is just an incredible opportunity. And also, the Heritage Theater Festival that kicked off last week and is continuing on throughout the summer. Last opportunity to see My Fair Lady, the 5th through the 9th of July. There will be two shows on the 9th, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. They're at 7:30. And then on the 9th, there's one at 2 p.m. and one at 7:30. And then next week, starting Thursday, new show, which is Boeing Boeing. And then each weekend, there will be a new show during the Heritage Theater Festival. And that's at the Culbreth Theater. So that runs all weekend long. Moving on to Friday. Okay, I'm super excited about this. And if somebody does this, I want photos. Friday is the Chick-fil-A Cow Appreciation Day. All right, what does that mean? It means if you come dressed like a cow from head to hoof, you get a free meal. And it says, and this is what their ad says, if you're a little chicken, don't worry. Partial costume still receives a free entree. And little kids in costumes, too. It's fun, family fun. People totally get into this. And, people love their Chick-fil-A. I know I do. So that is all day on Friday, July 8th. Wear your cow costume. I know you have one. And they actually have on their website, it's cowappreciationday.com, you can actually download a cow kit, a cow dress-up kit. So check that out. So continuing on Friday, of course, Fridays after 5, the Dickens. I think these guys are going to be so much fun. I will say I headed out to Fridays after 5 last weekend, and it was beautiful weather. It was so much fun. We were hula hooping. We were doing all kinds of fun things. And the Dickens are what they call themselves is an ultimate party band. So they will be doing R&B, classic rock, 80s, modern rock, hip hop, everything. It's going to be so much fun. If you like music, they will play something that you like. And then finally, Fridays at Main Street Arena, Keith Bryant and the Iron Horse Band, and they are, again, country. All the Finally Fridays are country bands, so that is doors open at about 4:30 there, and if in case of rain, that might be a good place to head. Saturday, I didn't even know where to start and end on Saturday because there's so many fun things going on, so we're going to start early in the morning. First thing going on, Family Triathlon, the second annual Hollyweed Swim Team Triathlon, and this is actually a benefit for the Benjamin Hare Just Swim for Life program, the Carson Raymond Foundation, and the Sydney Aix Scholarship Fund. So this is a triathlon for all ages. They have different categories for different ages, different lengths. So if you have a 7 or 8 year old, they're not going to be swimming and running and biking the same lengths as the 9 and 10 year olds or 18 and over as well. I think this is such a great way to honor. If you don't know about Benjamin Hare and Carson Raymond and Sydney Aix, three youth from Charlottesville who, passed away in their youth, and this is such a, they were all athletes. Benjamin Hare was a swimmer, Sydney was a soccer player, and Carson was really into baseball, and this is such a great way to show the families of these people and really show our future athletes in our community to get out and get some exercise for a great cause. And that happens at the Holly Mead Pool. And then again, moving on with this whole let's get out and get moving theme, 4 miler training program, 7:30 in the morning. Get out there, and this is, even if you're not running in the 4 miler, because the 4 miler filled up really fast again, which is so awesome. But even if you're not running in the actual race, you can still take part in the training program. Cost is $20, and you can join in at any time. And they actually give you a training manual and some reading material on women's fitness. And it's such a supportive environment. Even if you have never run before, there is a group that will be able to, you will be able to start training with at this training program. I've done it many years. And I'm not a fabulous runner, so and I've always had somebody to run with and always felt so supported. So that's at 7:30 in the morning. Two really great things for kids and for families coming up. ATA Leadership Martial Arts is doing two seminars on Saturday at their facility in Seminole Square Shopping Center. They're located right behind Burger King. From 10 to 11, and this is free, they are doing a bullying prevention seminar. So you'll learn how to prevent and how to handle bullying. This is for ages approximately 5 to 12 and parents too. And that's free. That's from 10 to 11. And then following that, they'll have a free child safety seminar. And they'll learn about safety, about 911, stranger danger, all that kind of stuff. And it's taught in a really fun way. So it's not scary and intimidating. These people are really fabulous community supporters, and they're doing this free just to really help kids. So that is at ATA Leadership Martial Arts, their website, if you want more information. They do prefer that you register just for a space and so they know what to expect. Their website is www.ataleadershipma.com, or you can email them at info@ataleadershipma.com or give them a call, 973-3000. And I just got word that the Scottsville fireworks were rescheduled for Saturday. So that's going to be, if you went to bed early because of the rain on Saturday night, which I know some of us did, you will get a chance to see some fireworks at out in Scottsville on Saturday. So I think that's a great opportunity to head out there. And then, of course, one of my favorite events of the summer, Starry Nights at Veritas Vineyards. And this weekend is Abbey Road. They're a Beatles cover band. I never miss this one. They also were the band at the Critter Ball last year. They are incredible. This starts around 7 p.m. Bring your own picnic, or you can buy tickets to eat there. And with your entry, you get a glass for your wine, and you need to just be drinking that Veritas wine while you're there. Such a great great experience. So beautiful. And this can be, you can go there. I usually get a babysitter just because I want to, but we've also brought our kids and had a ton of fun. There are kids running around everywhere. There's games, and bring your soccer ball, football, that kind of stuff. It's just a great thing. And then in conjunction with the events going on at Wintergreen, the Ashlawn Opera, this is the first time they've been up at the Evans Center up in Wintergreen, and they will be doing the Barber of Seville. And that is at 7:30 at the Evans Center, $20 for adults. Ages 10 through 17, 10 and under 10 free. And this is kind of a Mediterranean theme. Great, great opportunity to catch some opera in such a beautiful, beautiful setting. So that's on Saturday night as well, 7:30. Moving on to Sunday, Ivy Creek. If you haven't been out to Ivy Creek, Ivy Creek has events going on for adults and for kids all year long. And one of the fun things coming up on Sunday is Mike Scott will be doing a butterfly walk. And You meet in the education building, and he will show you this amazing display of butterflies and really kind of teach you how to identify them and then take you out on the trail. And this is great for the whole family. Bring the kids. It's not a tough little hike, and you can learn so much and really enjoy that beauty that we have here in Charlottesville. And I think I've talked about this before, but I just want to throw it out there. Polo matches at King Family Vineyards. I like to talk about this and bring it back just because it's such a unique thing to be able to go out for free, back up to these, to the polo field, and be able to watch these polo matches. So check that out at King Family. That, and then also, this is a new one this summer that I'm really excited about. It was was here for Albemarle Cider Works from 5 to 7. They do this thing called Second Sunday Cider Day. And they have a different band, and they will come and play. You bring a picnic dinner, or the lunchbox is there, and they can get these really delicious meals from them. And you just sit back, have some cider, enjoy the beauty. Albemarle Cider Works is at North Garden, not real far. I mean, really just outside of Charlottesville. And it is, the tasting room is beautiful. The people are incredible. And it is just a gorgeous place to spend a Sunday afternoon. So that's Second Cider Sunday Day at Albemarle Cider Works from 5 to 7 p.m. And I just want to talk a little bit about a few things that are upcoming, because I know that as you're looking, doing your summer planning, most of your weekends are probably pretty full. So let's think ahead a little bit here. Remember that Charlottesville Restaurant Week is coming up July 11th through 17th. $26 for a 3-course meal at some of their best restaurants. And Blue Ridge Area Food Bank receives a dollar from every meal. So this includes restaurants like Fawcett's, Orzo, Horse and Hound. There's a ton more. But make sure you get your reservations now, because this fills up every year. So just make sure that you do. If you want more information, a full list, their website, the website for the event is sevilleyum.com. And you can call ahead. Just definitely think about calling ahead for that. Do it now. Also remember the Summer Express Movies at Regal Cinemas at Seminole Square, 10 a.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. This week, upcoming week's movies are Shrek Forever and Barnyard. And those are just a dollar. So a dollar movie, can't beat that. And then a really important event coming up that I am really excited that this is happening. It's called Crash Proofing Your Teen Drivers. And Volvo of Charlottesville is giving this free seminar. They're teaming up with Albemarle County Schools and some other with the Albemarle County Police and Albemarle Insurance to really learn what we can do as parents and what teens can do to prevent themselves from getting in a deadly or costly crash. And the numbers about teen crashes are staggering. And I think this has gotten worse, as obviously there's cell phones, texting, all that kind of stuff. We're all probably guilty of it a little bit. But we really have to protect our teens. And this is a free event. It's at 5:30 on Tuesday, July 12th. They would like you to call ahead because space is limited. The number to call is 295-4125. And what they're going to talk about in this session is how traffic laws have changed, what causes most crashes, even car maintenance, legal and financial ramifications of having a teenage driver. And then you get to ask local law enforcement, insurance, and car experts about driving safely. I think it's a great thing to take your teen. You're not nagging at them. You're just trying to help them stay safe. I think this is a great way to do it, and for them to learn and for you to learn at the same time. I've got a tween. She's going to be driving pretty soon. Such a great thing that Volvo of Charlottesville is doing. They're such great community supporters, and I think this is so important. So spread the word about this Tuesday, July 12th, 5:30 at Volvo of Charlottesville. And one last thing that I am, as a mom with some younger children, July 23rd, the Paramount Theater is, you know, the Ashlawn Opera comes to the Paramount every summer, and they're doing a really fun one. You know, I just talked about the Barber of Seville. Well, they're doing a special thing, an hour-long performance to introduce children and their families to the magic of opera, and it's called The Barber of Seville. So you have the opportunity to experience live professional opera with the full orchestra, the sets, the costumes, but it'll be shorter, and it'll be geared toward children. I think this is such a fun way to make opera accessible for the next generation. I think even to some of us adults, opera can be a little intimidating. It's amazing if you've gone to one of these Ashlawn operas at the Paramount or in the past when they were outdoors. Just amazing experience. But this is really great way to introduce your kids, to not be intimidated about it, or even if you just want to be introduced yourself. That's coming up on July 23rd. And you can check the Paramount website. That's theparamount.net for more information. Or, of course, you can always check Susie Said at susiesaid.com/Charlottesville for all the information and all the other things that are going on this weekend. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.